Kathy Blair is on the KSRO live line with us. Kathy, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
So you are involved, and I want to get sort of the inception and the history of this and where you're going with it. You are involved, in fact, at the helm of Gifting a Tree Project, and you first started it after the Lake County fires, yes?
Yes, that's correct. I live in Cobb where the Valley Fire started.
Oh, boy.
And it was, yeah. So it destroyed our community. So I started this after the Valley Fire.
And describe to us what this is, the project.
The project is where people can purchase a live tree, usually at the holiday time. They can take it home for their holiday enjoyment, and then they gift it back to the program. So they take the tree back to the nursery that's participating in our project.
Oh.
And then we collect the trees from the nurseries. And then after we collect all the trees from all the nurseries, we give them away to fire survivors.
And for example, who need some greenery restored,
mm-hmm.
for sure. And so,
absolutely.
Kathy, how many trees would you say you gave away after the Valley fires?
Well, the first year we collected 900 trees.
Wow.
And we had no idea. I know, that's huge. So we had no idea, were we going to get 50 trees or 30 or 500? We didn't know. So we set it up to pick the trees up the first year, and it was difficult to pick up 900 pieces.
Yeah, that must have taken a while. I mean, how many trucks with trailers do you have?
Had my family pretty much, myself, my husband, my sister, her husband, my other sister, and her boyfriend, all of us basically did it all ourselves.
Wow, that's quite the undertaking.
It was, yeah. And then last year we got about 600 trees, and then we're expecting about 300 plus this year.
Okay, so what you're doing now is moving the amazing Gifting a Tree Project from Lake County into Santa Rosa, and that's a week from Saturday. Tell us about that.
Correct. Yes, that's correct. Well, I'm also giving trees away here in Cobb to the fire survivors from the Sulphur Fire and then the past fires we experienced in Lake County. But in addition to that, we also have the majority of the trees are at my sister's in Santa Rosa, and we're giving those away on Saturday the 24th, so a week from this Saturday from 10 to 4. And we understand that many people are not really ready, but most of them are in pots, so they can be
moved around
in their pots. Mm-hmm, moved around.
And where is this going to be in Santa Rosa?
This is going to be at my sister's house, and I would like to actually just give the phone number so that people can call her and get directions from her.
Well, that's a brave thing to do, Kathy, giving your phone number over the air. But if you are game to
right.
do it, then we will certainly let you and make note of what that number is. Go ahead.
Okay. It's 707-486-0327. And her name is Chris Hurley. And she's constructing the list and then giving people the directions to her home.
Well, I certainly hope that Chris enjoys being on the phone, because I have a feeling that she'll be spending a lot of time there. And what are the requirements for, trying to sign up for a brand new tree?
Just bring some kind of information that shows that you suffered a loss. We know that there's been a lot of, shady people that have... taken things.
Yeah, you're always going to get those, fired. Unfortunately.
Yeah, exactly. But we want to try to minimize that. We want these to go to people who actually, suffered losses in the fires. So some kind of paperwork, if you have it, just call and get on the list, and then come on the 24th and get a tree or two.
Wow, it's an amazing project, and obviously incredible success after the Valley fires. And we are, how many years removed from the Valley fire?
So about a little like 2.5.
Two and a half. Okay, 2.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you, Kathy, then, so you can help educate us after 4 months after the wildfires. How is Lake County doing in its recovery?
It's slow. It's really slow. Patience is definitely something people have to, you know, gain, I guess. It's been very difficult. You know, it was so widespread as it is in Santa Rosa now. So disheartening for, you know, I mean, that was kind of our escape to get away from the burn zone, was to, you know, take Marquess Springs and go to Santa Rosa. And it's just heartbreaking. So it's slow. People are still rebuilding. But it's just, that day changed our communities forever, you know, that nothing will be the same for us in our lifetimes after these devastating fires.
Yeah, we know you're feeling our pain. Yeah. There's no question about that. This just drives home the point even further that, you know, recovery takes time. And as you say,
it really does.
Yeah, patience absolutely necessary. I'm glad to hear that rebuilding is occurring, though, because that is a sign of progress. And most of what we've heard here, even from the folks who have, you know, are going through the process and trying to get with their insurance companies and figure out a plan, and the cleanup is primarily done now in many areas. And but everybody says from the outset, don't expect to be able to be rebuilt for at least 2 years.
Absolutely, yes. I still have 3 out of my 4 best friends lost their homes in the Valley Fire.
Wow.
And one of them chose not to rebuild, but the other one, 2 of them chose not to rebuild, but the other ones are still, you know, in the process of building their homes right now. So there's many people who are still, you know, not even in their homes yet.
Yep.
You know, they're still in the process, and it's been, you know, almost 2.5 years.
Yeah, it's a big job, and they generally say between 2 and 5 years before that rebuilding takes place. And obviously, you're living proof of that up in Lake County. And I know you felt it and you experienced it. I mean, the open arms came to Lake County from everywhere, all over the place.
Absolutely.
In terms of trying to do something to shore up the victims of the Valley Fires. And I'm wondering, 2.5 years later, how does the community stand? Does it stand on its own primarily now, or are there still outside efforts needed?
I haven't seen a whole lot of outside efforts, so I want to say it's still standing pretty much on its own, but, you know, that's not to say that there isn't still, you know, things going on, but I didn't lose my home, so I'm not sure what's going on still to this day of, you know, helping people, but, you know, it's been devastating to everyone here, so, it's a long haul. And I remember somebody saying at one of the meetings that I attended right after the fire that it's not a sprint, it's more like a marathon.
Oh, yeah.
So get your marathon shoes on. And,
in fact, get a spare pair of them if you can. Yeah.
Exactly. And try to get involved and, you know, try to help each other, basically. And Facebook's been actually incredible, because that's kind of how everybody got connected after the Valley Fire, and I know that that's been helpful for people after the recent fires in Santa Rosa and Napa and Mendocino and everywhere.
Yeah, it's an ongoing effort, and I know it's made a little bit easier because of what you've been doing with Gifting a Tree Project, and thanks for coming to Santa Rosa to do the same.
Absolutely. Those people were so generous to us, you know, during our time of need, we had to give back to them. So
yeah, that's what we do.
Come and get a tree. Absolutely. Please come and get a tree from somebody that, you know, wanted to give, and they chose this way to do it by purchasing the tree and then gifting it to the project.
And you've got a great Facebook page for this project too, Kathy. It's Gifting a Tree Project. Look it up on Facebook. Easy to find.
Yeah, it's called Lake County Gifting a Tree Project, but I should have just named it Gifting a Tree Project.
Yeah, well, little did you know. Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Well, appreciate your efforts, both your way and coming our way too, Kathy. And once again, that phone number, if you'd like to take part and get one of those trees a week from Saturday in Santa Rosa, it is Kathy's sister, Chris, 707-486-0327. Thanks so much for your efforts.
Thank you, Pat. Have a great day.